This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I would argue that for many young adults, their first lesson in personal finance came in the form of little plush toys, the what goes up must come down lesson. In 1993, 20 years ago, Beanie Babies invaded America in McDonald's Happy Meals and all by themselves. They were said to be collectible, whatever that means, and both kids and adults got it into their heads that these beanies would only increase in value, sort of like the mortgage market or Dutch tulip bulbs. Well, Chris Robinson's dad fell into this way of thinking, eventually spending an estimated $100,000 on the stuffed critters. Chris joins us from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So tell me, when did this Beanie Baby mania start for your family?
It was a few years after they had come out, and my brother saw one in the store, and he was a little kid, and I think the store owner told my dad they were going to be worth a lot, and these ones are really rare, and so he kind of took that to heart and went a little crazy.
What was the idea? Your dad thought that maybe if this investment, if you can call it that, would work, it could gin up some money maybe to pay for education or something.
Yeah, it was because they had these books that were out and they would project the value in 10 years. And my dad was reading these books and he was taking them to heart, and he started 5 collections for each of my 4 brothers and myself. And we thought we were going to pay for our colleges with them.
It starts to get a little over the top, doesn't it? Almost compulsive.
He described it as kind of like a drug addiction, and it consumed every part of our lives. When they had these new releases, it was usually one per family. And so we'd have, you know, 6 kids in the car, and all my brothers and myself, and then neighbor kids. And we would be given, you know, here's $10, go buy the Beanie Baby. But you guys don't know each other, because they won't let us have more than one. And so I'm pretty sure everyone in line knew what we were doing, and they were a little irritated, but I guess they didn't want them as much as we did.
What do you think? How much do you suppose the family ended up spending on these things?
They gave me an estimate of 15,000 to 20,000 Beanie Babies, and I just kind of averaged the prices of the different kinds that they had, and that's where I came up with $100,000 or so.
The family still has these things?
Yeah, they're sitting in storage and in boxes, and then inside the boxes are Ziplocs full of each different kind.
In 2013, when you come across one of these plush toys, what's your reaction to seeing them?
Kind of bittersweet. I remember the times when I was caught up in it.
So you look back at that almost as good times.
Yeah, it was fun.
Chris Robinson is now in television in Los Angeles. The first 9 Beanie Baby plush toys, including Flash the Dolphin and Squealer the Pig, launched 20 years ago. Chris, thank you.
No problem, David.